Just talk.
You don't have to talk into the microphone.
Then you don't have to lean down and talk real close.
Michael, put the caramel apples down.
Sweater that Helen gave me, do you remember it? And then before I
Left to go out to Alton. Will Terry take my picture in it? Now, like one more picture on this black and white roll, and I'll send it off after I take another one, and then send the pictures on to you. And you be sure and send me now the pictures that you get back. Today turned out to be real, real windy and sandy and just a bad day. But I got out to John and Gail's, I guess, about 11:30 or 20 to 12 or something like that, and they had left a note saying that they had to run into Alton and that they'd be back in a little while, but for me to go on in. So I waited on them about 30 minutes or so, I guess, and while I was waiting, I called Mrs. Clark and talked to her, and she said Dwight was to have left yesterday morning, which was Friday the 27th, at 5 a.m. for Cameron Bay, and as soon as they had his address, well, that she would write and give it to me so that I could get it to you, and for you to be sure and try to look each other up. She said Dwight was just counting so badly on being able to stay at Cameron and being able to see you just pretty soon after he got situated. So you keep an eye out on him, because I know you're real, real busy, darling, but really now you have more time than he does with him just getting all settled in. And I just know that it would make things so much better if you two could get together where you could visit each other, at least maybe on the weekends every now and then or so. I guess Sharon, his wife, must be going to stay with the Clarks. She was there today. I tried to call Joe and Jewel, but they hadn't come in from Hereford, so I called Don and Helen and told them that I was coming over later on this evening after I left John and Gail so that they could record some. And I tried all day long to get your parents and never could. And this kind of worried me because Terry was to go out and spend the night with them tonight. She was leaving right after I did this morning. But come to find out that they have gone to Crosbyton, and they did come through Plainview just as Terry was fixing to leave, and called her and told her, and I think they're going to try to come back in a little early tomorrow so that they can visit with Mom and Dad for a while. Listen, when this tape runs out, well, I have another tape over here, so I'll just put it on so I can record some more to you, because I just love to do this. And last night I wasn't paying any attention to the tape that I was recording on, and I didn't have